Chapter 1. Hat. When I was 6 years old, I saw an amazing picture in a book. It was a picture of a snake that was eating a big animal. Here's a copy of the drawing. In the book it said, "Snakes eat the whole animal. Then they are not able to move. And they sleep for 6 months." I thought a lot about the adventures in the jungle. Then I made my first drawing. I did it with a colored pencil. My drawing number 1 looked like this. I showed my great drawing to the adults, and I asked them if my drawing scared them. But they answered, "Why should anyone be scared of a hat?" My drawing was not a picture of a hat. It was a picture of a big snake with an elephant inside. I then drew the inside of the big snake, so that the adults could understand. They always need explanations. My drawing number 2 looked like this. The adults advised me to stop drawing snakes from the inside or the outside. They advised me to be interested more in geography, history, maths, and grammar. That's why, at the age of 6, I left an amazing career as a painter. I did it because my picture number 1 and picture number 2 were not successful when adults saw them. Adults never understand anything alone, and it is tiring for children to always give them explanations. So I had to choose another profession, and I learned to fly planes. I flew all over the world. And it's true, geography was very useful to me. I can recognize China from Arizona at first look. It is very useful if you are lost at night. During my life, I had lots of contact with many serious people. I lived a lot among the adults. I could see them from a close distance. It did not really improve my opinion of them. When I met an adult who seemed to me a little normal, I tried a little experiment. I showed him or her my drawing number 1, which I always had on me. I wanted to know if this was a person of true understanding. But the person always said, "It's a hat." Then, I never spoke to this person about big snakes, or forests, or stars. I went to his or her level, and I talked about bridges, golf, politics, and ties. And the adult was glad to know such a reasonable man. So I lived alone, without anyone who I could really talk to, until I had an accident in the Sahara Desert. It was 6 years ago. Something was broken in my engine. I didn't have any mechanic or any passenger in the plane with me. I was preparing to do the difficult repair job by myself. It was a question of life or death for me. I had only enough drinking water for a week.